SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Packing maximum sustained winds of 185 miles per hour, Hurricane Melissa slammed into Jamaica as a Category 5 storm, one of the strongest landfall hits ever recorded. Michael Brennan, director of the National Hurricane Center, says a life-threatening danger, just the beginning on Jamaica.
We still have tropical storm conditions across the island, hurricane warning in effect, the potential for 6 to 12 inches of additional rainfall across the island, leading to isolated storm totals as high as 30 inches.
Florida-based Christian nonprofit relief organization Food for the Poor is on the ground in Jamaica delivering emergency supplies and food from the organization's Jamaican warehouse. Listeners wishing to make donations to support Hurricane Melissa relief can go to the website foodforthepoor.org/Melissa25. President Trump has arrived in South Korea, the final stop of his current Asia tour. Tomorrow he'll meet there with Chinese President Xi. Vice President Vance says members of the military likely will be paid this week amid the second longest government shutdown ever, now in its 29th day.
The vice president met with Senate Republicans on Capitol Hill as the pressure to end the shutdown is taking on new urgency. He said he believes the administration will be able to keep paying the troops, at least for now. But more federal workers will soon miss their first full paycheck. As the stalemate drags on, Republicans are trying to encourage a handful of Senate Democrats to vote for stopgap funding to reopen the government. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israel says a Gaza ceasefire back in effect after overnight airstrikes prompted by the killing of an Israeli soldier. The World Series all tied up now, two games apiece. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures down 88 points. This is SRN News. A new snapshot of America's faith profile.
It comes from Kite and Key Media, and it reveals that amongst the world's wealthy industrialized nations, the U.S. is much more religious. Over half of Americans pray daily. In Canada and Europe, it's less than a quarter. The report also reveals that about 70% of people in this country describe themselves as Christians, 45% are Protestant, 22% are Catholic, the rest are Orthodox or smaller groups. Jews make up 2% of the population, Muslims 1%. Michael Harrington reporting.
Muslim clergymen in Arab nations traditionally choose the topics of their sermons, but lately governments in countries including Morocco, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia have dictated sermon content. Officials say the move aims to curb extremist speech, but critics argue it turns sermons into tools for promoting the state's policies. This past weekend, Muslim clergymen in Morocco read a government sermon urging parents to involve their kids in public affairs. SRN News. Well, it's part of the fallout from the ongoing government shutdown.
25 states and the District of Columbia are suing over the suspension of food stamp benefits amid the ongoing government shutdown. They're asking a federal judge in Massachusetts to order the Department of Agriculture to provide benefits through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program for November, including by tapping into contingency funds to ensure the assistance continues to flow. Food stamp payments are provided to roughly 42 million people nationwide.
And that's correspondent Bill Alexander. The Federal Reserve is expected to cut its key interest rate later today in a bid to bolster the job market and encourage hiring. There's speculation the Fed may signal another rate reduction is on the way before the end of the year. Cutting rates helps consumers by bringing down borrowing costs for mortgages as well as auto loans. So far, there's been only one rate cut this year. More details at SRNNews.com.